I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello and welcome to Jungle Fever, your I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here podcast for 2018. As dust has settled on what turned out to be an unbelievable series, we're just going to take a look back at what we thought were the highlights, the low points. Whether you think they're going to be able to topple this year's one. And Ellen and Dara join me here again today.
Hello.
Guys, Harry, King of the Jungle, Hazza, what did you make of it?
Are we shocked? No.
No, absolutely not.
I kind of feel disappointed, not because I didn't want him to win, but disappointed because I felt like I didn't need to watch it to know that he would win.
Yeah,
but you know what? I wouldn't have wanted the other two to win it. Does that make sense? John Barrowman, I'm going to stick to my guns here.
Yeah, you didn't, you didn't like him from day one.
Yeah.
Out the door.
At least you're consistent that way.
Emily, I think Emily's won it. I think out of everyone on that show, I think Emily has won it because now everyone knows who she is.
Yeah, big time. She's not just the girl from Inbetweeners anymore. She's more relevant now, and I'm sure she'll definitely go on to do better things after this.
Yeah. I feel like she really came into herself maybe the last week. I thought she was playing up to the cameras a lot, and while she was still mad and still giddy and still over the top, I felt like it was the more genuine over the top than what she kind of presented at the start, and I feel like she got more comfortable with herself, and I think she did deserve to win too. I definitely would have placed her second.
Definitely. And mad thing, right, so I saw her on the newspapers over the weekend, and I saw the name first, and then I looked at the picture and I was like, they've got somebody else on it, and I was like, Jesus, that is not her. And then Harry, then in an interview, I think it was with This Morning, said the exact same thing. He's like, she walked out of the hotel room and he walked past her. She looks completely different when she's makeup on. And I was like, she looks stunning without makeup.
Happens to the best of us, guys. I did like, though, I did like that she said that she's like become more comfortable with herself and she's like really, really found who she is and she's accepted herself. And I love that. I think she's amazing.
Yeah, I think she not only will she do better career-wise, I think personally as well, she's going to take a lot out of it. You know, about kind of, you know, mixing with other people, seeing what other people are all about and all. So, yeah, I think she won kind of, you know, in her own kind of life. I think, like, Harry was always going to win weeks out. I think we all kind of knew it was the Harry show.
Emily might have found her future husband with Jamie Redknapp.
I saw that. And
she
even
really went for it, didn't she?
Well, do you know what? If I was in that position in a jungle with a couple of other people, I more than likely would have pushed myself on it.
You have to take advantage of your opportunities.
Do you think they have a WhatsApp group? You know, to keep in touch, like, who would be the person you think that would organise the WhatsApp group?
Does Harry have WhatsApp?
What would be the name, like Jungle Band?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they definitely do, but there's a few people, like, I don't think Anne is in it. I don't think, does Harry even have a phone? You know, that way, I think he's still landline, you know, kind of thing.
No, I'd say Harry just be sending memes left, right.
Oh, yeah. And I was thinking as well, I'd say Noel would be in it for 2 weeks, and then Noel has left the group. If I was a TV executive now and everybody has invested so much into him, do you think a Harry and Sandra show could be on its way? Kind of like Daniel and Magella type show where...
Just a way better version.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think if you were an executive producer, who would you see the winner out of it? As in, who can make me more money.
Like, I would absolutely want to watch a Harry and Sandra show, but I just don't see them doing it. One, I don't think they need to do it. Mm. They've lots of money, lots of happiness, lots of love. Why would they bother if they can just sit in their nice house and enjoy their lives and drink tea?
But something like, you know, they do like Harry and Sandra's road trip and like going all around Europe and all. I think, as I said, everything that came out of his mouth was just absolute gold. So I think it'd be hilarious.
Now, Sandra was quite unwell before Harry went in. She had sepsis, I think, 5 weeks ago or something like that. Like, so that was pretty tough. Wow. So I don't know. I just, I couldn't see them going on.
Yeah, there's no need, but it'd be hilarious.
It'd be brilliant.
I'm invested in it. Yeah. I want to watch it. Most memorable moment of I'm a Celebrity?
I think for me, it's probably the night they went to the pub and sang karaoke. Harry Redknapp's version. What did he sing? My Way.
I did it my way. Frank
Sinatra. That was iconic. And Anne singing. Did she sing ABBA? That definitely was my favourite moment, watching them all sing karaoke.
I thought Anne had a great voice.
Did you?
I'm going to buy her album. But yeah, I just felt, I was like, Jesus, that's coming out of Anne. You know, I didn't think she would have I thought she'd be a bit more like Harry, you know, spoken word rather than singing.
Spoken word piece. Yeah, no, that was definitely my favourite. And I think that, I loved that as well on the topic of Anne. I feel like that's the night she like shone. A little diamond. I think she like really
She did really well. I think she did, you know, as much as she could be expected to without being medically excluded from all the challenges or most of, but I think she did pretty well, and when she went, that was her time to go as well, that kind of thing, you know. But I think highlight was kind of nearly when Noel left. That was a real shock.
Thank God.
I thought he had a lot more to give, and I think there would have been a little bit more controversy in the camp if he had stayed. I think he was pushing a few people's buttons, and then he was trying to get under people's skin, like, kind of, you know, friendly way, but he was just kind of at
Who
people.
Is he up against again?
God. Was it
Sayer? What's it say?
He was first. So it would have been, who went after him?
Malik.
So was it him and Malik?
Jeez. Yeah, I'm just trying to it feels like it was ages ago and not just 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
it does feel like that. I think my memorable one was Malik and Sayer that day when they had to eat all that food. Like, I remember physically screaming at the television.
She was brilliant that day as well.
And I think, like, I wonder what she's like in real life, because I don't think she's shown it. I think I'll forget about her this time next year. Even though it was my most memorable bit, I'd be like, you're one from Coronation Street. And maybe your man from Hollyoaks as well.
Yeah.
Even James. I want him to do more. I thought he would do more. Like, when he first came in, I was like, he's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, we were talking him up, as in, like, you know, he had a massive following and all that kind of thing. But again, I just think he went in the shadow of the bigger characters, the Harrys, the Nicks. They all kind of took over at the very start. And it just didn't give the other people kind of a bit of time.
I think he felt really insecure, because I remember at one point he had a conversation with Harry and he said, oh, you know, there's a lot of people here playing up to the cameras and that kind of thing. And I think he felt like there's all these big personalities that he couldn't live up to. And he kind of went back into his little shell.
The first thing he said when he left the jungle was to his girlfriend, did you hear about this?
No.
He said, what's the news on Brexit? Now, he's massively political and into he's on Sky News once a week doing stuff that's non-Vamps. When he's in the Vamps, like, we've interviewed them before, and Jesus, they're just awful to interview. They just don't talk. Yet when he's on Sky News, he is which is mad seeing him. Maybe he's going for something different now, you know. He's trying to push off. On the news today, Ant is okay to go back to work to do Britain's Got Talent. So what's your views on next year? Do you think he should come back, or is it now the Holly and Dec show?
I have to say, I've grown so fond of Holly and Dec together. I think at the start it was a little bit ropey, and I feel like they didn't really necessarily have their chemistry together yet. But by the end, I just loved watching them together. But having said that, Ant and Dec is iconic.
I can't see them
ever splitting up.
Yeah, I think they will get their gig back, you know, because they are so iconic, that kind of thing. But I think she did an amazing job. She's grew into the role. I think people thought it was strange at the start because we weren't used to Holly. But then I just think they just really clicked. And I loved her watching her, because she was terrified of everything, like hiding behind deck and all that kind of thing. I thought it was hilarious. But I think he will come back.
I think what's great about Holly was she brought something different. So Ant and Dec are like the same person, where she brought like a different personality to the presenting. So like we had Deck, who's great, and then we had Holly being like funny and scared, and it just brought something different. Whereas Ant and Deck are so samey, it's like they may as well just be one presenter. So we did like having something new.
Yeah, I think would you be up for her doing something on the show that she was the third person, maybe?
Yeah, or the after show. I think she deserves more than an after.
As the third person on the show, like ITV, 12 million people are watching nearly every night. You'd be a fool to get rid of her.
She's brilliant. Just so good.
So maybe she goes into the camp and kind of talks to people at the trials or something like that.
I felt Deck really came out of his shell as well. Not that Deck needs to come out of his shell, but I felt without Ant, he kind of took on this whole new strength and personality, and I actually really liked that. I could nearly see him going solo.
And I think, do you know what? I think with Britain's Got Talent coming up, they're starting filming that, I think, the end of January.
Yeah.
I think that will be the telling tale. If they gel back together again, or if, like, they could be just perfectly fine, and everyone's like, oh, we've forgotten what Ant did. He's forgotten what he's done, and he's just moved on. So I think that'll be interesting. If Britain's Got Talent goes tits up, I think that's when we realise, not anymore. Yeah. So next year, I am almost sure there's either agents knocking on the door of I'm a Celebrity, or there's Peter, or I'm a Celebrity, or knocking on agents' doors. Who do you think, or who would you like to see going in next year?
Oh, God. I think...
if you had a wish list.
Yeah, I really liked the fact that they didn't put any reality TV stars in. It was kind of celebrities, you know, real celebrities, that kind of thing. I really enjoyed that kind of thing, but...
I think it needs a bit of chaos. I think it needs someone that's just going to cause rows and cause...
So maybe do you think that they need maybe one reality TV star? They play the game. They know what to do.
Yeah. Like, I just think, while this series was great, I just felt it lacked that little bit of something to talk about. Like, it lacked that, like, memorable... Yeah. Like, am I going to remember this series? Probably not. While I enjoyed every second, it's not something I'm going to bring up in the pub over conversation. Like, remember that time in I'm a Celebrity when...
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what happened? Yeah. Nothing really, because they were all too good.
It was very calm, wasn't it? Yeah.
So I feel like in my dream, I would like throw Kanye West in or something mad and just completely.
Take out those books, checkbooks.
Or like Oprah or something. but then realistically, I'd love to see someone like James Corden go in.
Yeah, but would he do it? See, is he too big now? Like, I'm always trying to wonder. But then again, if Noel Edmonds went into it, what is too big?
I think
he'd
want to host it. I don't think he'd like to go in, but I think if he did go in, he'd be really good.
Yeah. I was looking at Coronation Street last night. Liz McDonald. I would kill for her to
be
in it.
She would be great.
Wouldn't she be great? Yeah. You know, get some of those battle axes that were in soaps years ago. Maybe Debbie McGee. Paul Daniels. Yeah. Wasn't Paul Daniels in it, I think? Was he in it?
Phil Mitchell. Or something.
Yes!
Actually, Danny Dyer was rumoured this year.
Oh, nice.
Male Danny Dyer. D-A-N-N-Y.
Yeah.
Not daughter Danny. But he didn't go in. And he's always rumoured. Every year people are saying Danny Dyer is going to go in. I'd love him to go in.
I'd like, or even singers. I'm trying to think of what singers. Are we going to look at Blue? Are we going to look at One True Voice? Remember them years ago? Yeah. Hearsay.
One Lads and Boys Own or something like that.
Oh, you're grand, no?
Ronan Keaton.
Yeah, I see. Ronan Keaton could be good.
Yeah.
You might be able to see what he's like in real life.
When you think about the guy from Keane, from Westlife, won it. Which I forgot about.
Yes!
Completely forgot about it.
Was
until
he the first king? No, he wasn't the first king of the jungle.
No.
It was only a few years ago.
5 years ago, 6 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, something like
that. They were, like, obviously bigger than they were. Obviously, I know they're coming back doing a tour and all, but they were, like, 6 years ago, Westlife were still.
They were
still
big.
Yeah. And he didn't have the biggest personality. He was. I remember him being quiet, so lovely. But he normally the winners of I'm a Celebrity are kind of, like, big personalities, really funny. He didn't really have that, so he was kind of a.
Shane Lynch. Shove it up your hole.
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
And I think he'd know what to do with the cameras. Do you think, like, he'd know?
Sure, yeah. he was great in Celebrity Brother.
He was, actually,
he was really good, and he was really nice. I was actually surprised.
Yeah. And, like, he you know, he does the rounds. He's used to this stuff, you know, that kind of thing. So, I'd say, come here, they wear the checkbook of him.
Yeah, and Louis Walsh.
Oh.
Like, we could start writing everything up now.
Louis Walsh.
We're giving away all the secrets here.
Poor Louis would be eaten alive, I think.
He'd be the Anne Hegarty, I think.
Yeah.
Lastly, the... rap party was last night into today, and it's going to be aired on Virgin Media on Wednesday. Are you excited about it? Is this kind of like the last goodbye to me? I've recorded.
I love it every year. I love it when they like do the little catch ups, because it's kind of like, well, normally you see there's controversy.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't really have the controversy.
I think it'll be nice to see them all glammed up and having a chat again, that kind of thing. But yeah, very little controversy. Two people confronted each other 6-7 years ago. I think it was an English swimmer and another British model confront each other, and it was like horrifically awkward at that rap party thing. You
see,
know
that's
what
you want. That's what we're missing, isn't it? Yeah, I get it. I get it. Yeah. But I still, I'm like, I don't want it to go. So I'm going to watch it on Thursday, but I don't want to, you know, leave it. Maybe I'm going to think, I'll leave it till the weekend. So at least I have the weekend to watch something like that. What are you going to be watching now after this? Because Big Brother's gone. Like, that's usually a January. Usually
Dancing with the Stars, question mark?
No, thank you.
Dancing with the No, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I could have crossed you right there.
I think it's just civilian Big Brother that's gone.
No, it's the both, I think.
But I feel like rumor has it that another network is going to pick up Celebrity Big Brother and run it.
See, I'd like
to. Don't quote me, but that is what the rumor is.
I wonder who it is.
I don't know.
Could it be ITV2?
Yes. Yeah.
If it was me and I had the money to be going around buying TV shows, I would cut civilian Big Brother because no one cares about these people.
Yeah, you need celebrities.
And go Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
You're right, and do it twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we have it, like Love Island will be back then in the summertime. Dancing on Ice, I don't know. I flicked on last year between Dancing with the Staff and Dancing on Ice, and the two of them were just awful, but there was nothing else on the TV at that time. Mm-hmm. So you had to watch one or the other. I felt the Ice one was a bit and the Irish one, I think you kind of knew who they all were, so
yeah,
it was
that
bit of an interest. Yeah. But after the third week, it's like going to see a Britney Spears concert. After the first 20 minutes, you're like, okay, she's now miming, I've seen Britney Spears, I'm over it. Do you get me? I just feel it's a bit meh.
Yeah, those dancing shows never really did it to me. The only time I was invested was in Strictly Come Dancing this year, when your man cheated on his girlfriend and
bit of drama. That has that bit of that has that bit of drama as well.
That had the drama you needed. Yeah.
I need things to go wrong for me to want to watch it.
Strictly the biggest show on TV. So I mean, clearly that concept works, but it has to be done right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's it for Jungle Fever.
Well, we talk about our predictions. We didn't say.
Our predictions. Yes. So my prediction was James. And that kind of fell on its
arse. Mine was Malik, guys.
Oh, I thought I was bad.
He went out in week two. What happened was, I really wanted to do something different and like shock everyone when I hit the nail on the head with this like unknown star that was going to come in and like take on the world. And he let me down.
And but I actually, Malik, I would have said would be my second.
Yeah, I had John.
Safe
I think
bet,
safe bet, but I think he did well. I think we knew we were going to get, as you said, John's a bit like Marmite, that kind of thing. You know, you kind of love him or hate him. But I think I knew he was going to get far. But then I said Harry took over.
So you kind of won.
You kind of won. Won. Yeah.
I'll collect the trophy later on.
Well, you're getting a banana. That's it.
Right.
But yes, that is it for Jungle Fever, our final podcast of the season. It's been a good couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Has
great.
Indeed.
Yes. I don't know what I'm going to watch or what I'm going to listen to from now on, because there's no more I'm a Celebrity, and we'll have to wait then for Love Island.
I'm just going to go to bed until Love Island.
Yeah. Because that is the next one, which is what? May, June, July?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
There you go.
Thank you for listening, and Alan and Dara, thank you for being here every day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.